Today's share in the Dear Shur Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Chof Gimel Omid Beis. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to be finishing off the beautiful Simon Tov Kuf Nun and starting Tov Kuf Nun Aleph. Tov Kuf Nun, we had yesterday at the end of Sif Beis one last Mishnah Berurah to do, Sif Katan Zayin. And he says, Ve'ein Sarach Lahafsik Behem Mibod Yom. This was talking about three of the four Tanaisim, not including Tisha B'Av, Shavasa B'Tamas, Asar B'Tevis, and Som Gedalia, that they don't start the night before, and the Ein Tzorach L'Hafsik B'Behem Mibod Yom, you don't have to stop eating or doing washing, etc., if you started doing them before the night of the Tainis. So there are those people that are very zahir in their performance of mitzvahs that don't do them on the night of the Tainis, even though the formal acceptance of the Tainis isn't there. But he says, Ein Tzorach L'Hafsik B'Behem Mibod Yom, if you started doing something. And the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Zayin says, Kamo B'Tisha B'Av, like on Tisha B'Av, of course, you have to stop. But you can continue eating and drinking that night. The issue foot number 20 brings down that El Yerabba tells us, he says, on these nights before Shavasa B'Tamas starts in the morning, Tzom Gedalia, Asar B'Tevis, he says, you shouldn't eat more than you normally do. He says, it will not help the fast if you eat too much. So Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, brings down Shemiyachash Mishnah Berurah, Lo Hetik, is the real Yerabba, and Tzorach Lachem is there. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring down this Yerabba, and therefore you don't have to be concerned with it. Then he has a whole discussion about whether somebody should have a chasana on those nights. He brings down for Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, Shein Arayos L'Asus Kein, you shouldn't make a chasen that night unless it's extenuating circumstances. He says, Tiny Sester is different, but these three fasts, you shouldn't do this unless you absolutely have no choice. He says, in regards to Sheva Brachos, his opinion is, Shein Nocho Kokach L'Kaimu B'Lel HaTainis, you shouldn't have a Sheva Brachos on the night of the Tainis, try to have it earlier in the day. Others disagree. Rav Yashiv Zatzal says, Efshel L'Chachila L'Aruch Nisuin B'Lel Asar B'Teves, you could make an Nisuin on the night of Asar B'Teves. The Efshel L'Nagim B'Chli Shir B'Sud, that you can even have music at the meal. And there's also the opinion of Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, Shadon Im Leser L'Aruch Nisuin B'Lel Shivasa B'Tamuz, Rak Machavas Shadini B'Ena Matzarim Matchilim Kram L'Azu. His only question is on Shivasa B'Tamuz, because that's really the start of the 3 weeks, but otherwise it doesn't seem to be a concern. Now we go to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Kol Arba Tzomos Halalu. These four fasts, Tisha B'Av and the other three that we just mentioned, Imcholu Yos B'Shabbos, if they turn out on Shabbos, Nidchin L'Yachas Shabbos. We don't fast on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Ches tells us, Kol, when we say all four of them, Lav Davka. It doesn't mean all four of them because the La'olam Ein Asar B'Tevis Chol B'Shabbos. It's impossible for Asar B'Tevis to come out on Shabbos. Kimo Shekos of Simen Tov Chol Ches in Sif Beis, as we already previously learned when we went through the calendar at the end of the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah. The issue foot number 21 brings down, however, Ach im Ochein Hoya Chol B'Shabbos, if in fact Asar B'Tevis were to come out on Shabbos, so Chaim Brisker, Chaim Soloveitchik, Zatzal, brings down in the name of the Bahag, Shehoya Chova Lotzum B'Shabbos. If Asar B'Tevis in fact did come out on Shabbos, we would have to fast on it. And Chaim Brisker, Zatzal, brings down why? He says, She'yev Shol Litcho Sestatainis Mutu L'Sanuska B'Shabbos. When you can't have a nidcha for a tainis, when you can't push aside a tainis, then you do have the fast on Shabbos. Kemosh Matzinu, Shemisadim Tainis Chalom. If a person has a bad dream and he feels terrible about it, he's worried about it, he does fast on Shabbos because you can't push it off. So too he says, all the other Tanesim, Tzom Gedalia, Shavas B'Tamas, even Tisha B'Av, guess what? You can fast them the next day, not so terrible. Nikvas Manu L'Chodesh Shabbos, because they were Tzoms of those specific months. The Tzom of the fourth month, Shavasa B'Tamas, the Tzom of the fifth month, Tisha B'Av, the Tzom of the seventh month, Tzom Gedalia. It's the month, and you can push him off to a different day. But he says, Asar B'Tevis is specifically mentioned in Yecheskel, Perek Mem Dalet, Pasuk Beis, where it says that the fast occurred by Etzem Hayom Hazeh, Asar B'Tevis, and therefore you can't push it off. That's what Chaim Brisker says. However, brings down the Minchas Chinuch, that it says, even if Asar B'Tevis came out on Shabbos, you wouldn't fast because really the fast is for the entire month as well. And the Das Torah brings down Rashi. It also says a similar idea that if Asar B'Tevis were to fall on Shabbos, you would push it off and you would not fast on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Tes tells us that normally you don't fast on Shabbos, you fast therefore on Sunday. Why not move it up? We don't move it up. Because we never make something bad happen earlier. And that explains why, as an aside, why when Tainis Esther's on Shabbos, so then, in fact, we do fast on Thursday, and we don't fast on Sunday, besides the fact that it'll be a problem with Purim, but you can move up Tainus Esek because it's not a bad day. As opposed to these days, we don't want to make a bad day occur earlier. Then the Ramah tells us, Hagov, Imchalu B'Erev Shabbos, when these fast days come out on Erev Shabbos, and now the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Zivkot Yud, again, this language, if they all fall out, Hailishna Gamkin Lav Dafka, this can never occur. The Kolu Abaretz Omos Gamkin Yev Shalachu B'Erev Shabbos, none of them, with the exception of Asar B'Tavis, can fall out on Erev Shabbos, according to our calendar. L'Viyah Kviyah Samavor, Lel Simon Tov Chaches, as I mentioned previously, discussed when we discussed our calendar at the end of the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah. The only exception being Kiyam Asar B'Tavis Bovah. So therefore, assuming Asar B'Tavis were to come out on Erev Shabbos, like it does, and like it will happen this year, B'ezus Hashem. But of course, this year it will not be a Tainus because we hope to be back in Yerushalayim HaBnuyah without COVID and with a new Beis HaMikdash and all of the wonderful things that we so much desire, and then we will never have to fast Asar B'Tavis again. And the unlikely chance that that does not happen, and we do fast at Asar B'Tavis this year, it will be on Erev Shabbos. And therefore, that situation, the Rabbah tells us, Korin b'shachris u'mincha, at both Shachris and Mincha, we lay in Parshas Vayichal. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nidalev tells us that it even pushes off the regular Monday and Thursday lane, even comes out on a Monday or Thursday. And he says, Uwadin, the Omer Shleach Tzibur, Anenu, ben Goel Rofe. The Shleach Tzibur adds in his Chazaras Hashas, he adds the special Tfilah of Anenu with the Bracha, between the brachas of Goel Yisrael and Rofei Chole Amo Yisrael. Awal Eino Mim Viduyim Unefit Lasapayim, but we don't say Vidui, Yudgim Midos, and Tachnun B'mincha Lefishu Erev Shabbos, because after Chatzos, it's already considered part of Shabbos, and therefore, we do not say them on Erev Shabbos in general. Now, Dish footnote number 22 brings down that, as I mentioned, that if any fast day comes out on a Monday or Thursday, we push aside the regular weekday laning, and we lane Vayichal instead. The issue foot number 23 brings down that when you have Asar B'Tavis coming out on a Friday, just like when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, we don't say Avinu Malkeinu by Mincha, but we do say it by Shachris. So too over here, we would say Avinu Malkeinu by Shachris, but not by Mincha. Mishnah Berurah continues and says, "Mitams that ain't lasos be Erev Shabbos Yom Kippur Katan." That's why, in general, we never make Yom Kippur Katan on Erev Shabbos, as the Mishnah Berurah says, "Be'im Rosh Chodesh b'Shabbos." When Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos, so we make Yom Kippur Katan on Thursday night, Thursday by Mincha, and not Friday by Mincha. Why is that? Because we don't want to have all the Yom Kippur Katan Nusach on Erev Shabbos. The remark continues and he says, if you have a chuppah on Asar B'Tavis on a Friday when it's Erev Shabbos and they would have the wedding and the meal on Shabbos, they often did that in the days when people were very poor, they would have a wedding and then they would have the Suda on Friday night for the Shabbos meal because they couldn't afford to have both a wedding and a Friday night meal. In any event, in this situation, Nogim L'Spala Mincha L'Kros Vayichal, they would have the regular Mincha davening and they would say Vayichal as a regular Tainis, and then V'yachakach Osin HaChuppah, they would make the Chuppah after Mincha. And he tells us, Ayin Le'el and Simon Reish Memtes Siv Dalid in Mashlim HaTainis, so you have to finish the Tainis after that. Those halachas we previously discussed. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Nibbeis tells us, V'yachakach osen achopah, V'yosor osen chosen lishtos mikosha bracha, the chosen can't drink from the cup of wine that they make the brichas erisin like we normally do, kivin shu adayim mibojom, because it's the daytime still and it's a tainus. So what do you do? Elenosen latinap lishtos, you give it to a little child to go drink. However, he says, if this was a nidcha, ubenidcha yochel chosen lishtos mikosha bracha, if it's a nidcha, the chosim can drink from the kosher bracha, and likewise, and then they can have the meal right afterwards, you don't have to finish the fast. The issue foot number 25 brings down, from this Ramah, it seems, Shemutu losis noshim bishar tainis, that you would be allowed to get married on another tainis, where he has this whole discussion. However, in the rest of this footnote, he brings down from the Shelos Shuvas Priyas Sada She'ein Lisa noshim bishar tainis, that you really shouldn't get married on another tainis, machmas, based upon the words of the Prima Godim, Sheyom Hatainis Dino Kamo Me Rosh Chodesh of Atishabav, because it's like the 9 days and you shouldn't have a marriage on that time. And he adds, Shemasha Kosva Tosus, Shayunosim Asar B'Tavis. Tosus says they used to get married on Asar B'Tavis. So Chlomar, he means to say, Shazahyoba Almun Shinosa Almona, Shem Bizasim Chokachach. It must have been a widow marrying a widower where it's not such a great simcha, and that's why it's allowed. The issue footnote number 26 brings down, the Shaar Etzion says that in this situation where the fast was a nidcha and the chosun could eat and drink afterwards, so he says, from the Shaar Etzion, mitzadi shebishar tanios, except for Tisha B'Av, yesh lohokil lebal bris ulechosun b'yom chupah, so she'enam tzrichim lotzum klal. He says they don't even have to fast at all, never mind that they can break the fast afterwards. any event, the Mishnah Berurah says, "I in the common sim and tof kuf samach beis if beis the imatainis who rak machmas atzmo shuisana biyom zeh. If it's own personal tainis ain't tzarich lashem, then he certainly doesn't have to go and finish it." Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, "V'kein shukol echa meatzomus besoch shivas yimei achupa. If it's during the week of the Sheva Brachos, yashlim tainis, so he does have to go and finish his fast. However, a yard site that comes out during the 7 days of Sheva Brachos after the wedding, have a yard site, ain't tzarich lasanos besoch shivas yimei achupa. You don't have to do it during the Sheva Brachos period of time." If imnasa basula or bachar amona, if he married a girl who's never married before, or it's a bachar who's never been married before and he's marrying an amona, even then he wouldn't have to fast during the sheva brachos of the week of the chasana if it's the yahrzeit of a parent. Sif Dalad, the Mechaber writes, B'Shabbos Kodim Latzom, on the Shabbos before a fast day, these four fast days, Machrish Shliach Tzibur Atzom, the Shliach Tzibur announces, and sure they announce, which day of the week is the fast day. The one exception to this rule is Chutz Mitisha B'Av, and Tzom Kippur, for Tzom Purim. You don't have to announce this for Tisha B'Av, for Yom Kippur, and for Tainis Esther. And the simon for this, for Simonach, Achaf Olav Piyu, this simon of Achaf is Esther, for the Aleph, the Chaf is Kippurim, Yom Kippur, and the Fei is for Purim. And this is a Pasuk for Mishlei, Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Chavav. Then the Ramah brings down, however, Uminog Ashkenazim, Shalom Lahachris Shum Echomihem. The meaning amongst Ashkenazim is we don't announce any Tanesim that are coming up during the week. With this we conclude Simon Tov Kuf Nun, and now we start Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, which deals with the halachos of Dine Shavua Shechol Tisha B'Av Lios Besocha. This is a simon that will start dealing with the halachos of Tisha B'Av. Now, the Mechaber starts off Sif Aleph, Mishenichnas Ab Mematim B'Simcha, the famous ruling that we all know that Nebuch, when we enter the month of Ab, it's a bad time for the Jewish people in our calendar, and therefore Mematim B'Simcha, we limit our Simcha. What exactly does this mean? The Mishnah Berurah says, in Siv Katan Aleph, Ayin in the Mogen Avram, the Rod Shalomer, that he's telling us, She'ein Simechim Bo Klal, you have zero Simcha at all. And he says, Kemo Shekosu Atosus Perikama the Megillah, like Tosa says in the first Perik in Megillah, you should really try to eliminate Simcha. Others disagree and say that it means to minimize the Simcha, and I think that is the way it's more commonly practiced. But the Mishnah Berurah is very stark here, he brings out the Mogen Avram that says it means you shouldn't have any Simcha at all. However, in the Shaar HaTzion Osalef, he brings down this Tosos, Linyan Tanis Sibur Shagoz with Mishul Motor. That's really talking about a Tanis Sibur that you're making the people fast because there's no rain. Ochein, Me'ochachas Atosos Shom, Di Lav Hochi, Mai Shayach Miyot. Otherwise, what does it mean that you should be minimizing it? Ez a Shir Yesh, what amount is called minimizing it? Muchach Du Adin Linenu. And he says the same thing applies over here. In other words, there shouldn't be any Simcha at all. However, the Chavetz Chaim adds, Achein be'emes hurak l'shita satosos the sham. Aval l'tosos the perka cholets, the daf mem gimel, omen aleph, the chol kamal zeh, usfir lehu de'afilu liknos tzorche chuppa du simcha gam ken sharmi rosh chodesh av v'hola. He says, no, you can buy things for a wedding, which is a simcha, of course, and it's not a total lack of simcha. V'hoda kamal mimatin, b'masa v'matin, you should minimize the work that you do. You have to minimize from what you normally do. And Cain Efshar, so he says, maybe the same thing applies over here. Do adin l'inyan, ma'ad kamal mimatin b'simcha, hu gam kein ke'ein zeh. And I think most people follow this Shaar HaTzion, and that we certainly minimize simcha during this period of time, but we don't say it's absolutely forbidden to have any simcha during this period of time, like the simple understanding of the Mogen Avraham based upon the Tosus. Mechaber continues and he says, Ubar Yisrael, if a Yid, this Leidina Badi Nochri, has litigation with a non-Jewish person, it's better to push it off. L'shtamet minei derei amazle. It's better to push it off till a certain period of time. We'll see in a moment in Di'ei Shavuot number one how long you should push it off for. Does it mean the entire month of Av or just till after Tisha B'Av? It says it's better to push it off because our luck isn't good then. Derei amazle. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Beis, you should push it off ad rosh chodesh elul. You should push it off all the way till the end of the month of Av. The whole month of Av is bad karma. V'yal kol panim ad achar Tisha B'Av. But at a minimum, you shouldn't do it till after Tisha B'Av. The issue foot number one adds over here, and he says, "Ad Mosai Yesh Lamayit B'Simcha." What does it mean that you shouldn't have Simcha from the previous Mishnah Berurah? Sheish Lamayit B'Masu B'Matu B'Binyan Shul Simcha Rak Ad Le'Achat Tisha B'Av. The Simcha aspect only goes till after Tisha B'Av. But he says, "Le'Inyan Hadin Sheish Limona Milis Dayin Im Nochri B'Yom Melu." But not to have court cases with them. So the Mishnah Berurah just taught us that there are two deos. you should ideally wait till the entire month is over, until Rosh Chodesh Elul starts, or until after Tisha B'Av at least. And the Kaf HaChaim brings down in the name of the Sefer, HaNechbod Lamare, Sheish Lamai B'Simcha Gam B'Yom Yud B'Av. If you're taking the more lenient opinion that you just have to push it off till after Tisha B'Av, try not to have the Din Torah, the litigation that you're having with a non-Jewish person, until after Yud B'Av. And he says, in the name of the Sefer Hayofel Alev, Shemish Nizar Shalol L'Smoch B'Osa Sar Yomim, if anybody's careful about not having Simcha during this 10-day period of time, from Rosh Chodesh Av until after Yud Av, Zochel Yasar Dvarim, he's going to get a reward of 10 special things, Sh'asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chadish L'Asid Lovo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring to the world in the future, B'mher of Yomenu. Now the Ramah, he says, Hagah Mila, if you have a Bris Mila, Shemir Rosh Chodesh HaTisha B'Av, if you have a Bris Mila that falls out on the days of the 9 days from Rosh Chodesh Av until Tisha B'Av, so the minhag is no agin shamoel ubal habris, that the moel, the one who actually does the bris milah, and the baal bris, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Gimel says the baal bris is not who you think it is. It's hainu osu shetovis atinuk al berkov bishas milah. It's what we call the sanduk, the one who's holding the baby on his lap while the bris milah is done. That's the baal bris, and of course the parents as well, as we'll see. Avol amachlis v'motzi, what we call the kvater, amachlis v'motzi atinuk shekorim kvater. Eino b'chlalze is not included in this, although the Sharat Zion in those bays brings down from the Elyu Rabbah that he says the Kvater, the Machlis and the Motzei are also considered Baal Bris in this regard. But the simple understanding of the Mishnah Berurah is that they're not. Eino b'chlalze, u'mikol makom, ha'isha, machneses ha'tinok, but the woman who brings in the Tinok, no hagis labosh bigdei Shabbos, she can wear bigdei Shabbos, because for the woman, zeh ikor mitzvasa, that's the critical aspect of her participating in the Bris Milah, and therefore she can wear bigdei Shabbos. The issue foot number two brings down Le'inyan Sudas Bris B'Shavua Shechol Bo B'Tisha B'Av. There is an opinion that says during a Bris that comes out during the week of the 9 days, that those people that want to have Basar and Yayin, which are allowed to have at a Bris, it should only be a Minyan Mitzumtzum, only 10 specific people, with the exception of the Krovim, Hapsulim Leidus, except for any Korov that wouldn't be allowed to testify, so they're also included. They're not included in the 10. And the Sharat Zion tells us that the Kvater, on his own right, would be allowed to have meat and wine and wouldn't be included in those 10 non-Krovim that you can invite to the Bris. The issue footnote number 3 brings down, whenever you're allowed to wear your Shabbos clothing, like the woman who's bringing in the baby, the kvater on the woman's side, so she's allowed to wear bigdei Shabbos. Whenever you're allowed to wear bigdei Shabbos, so Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says that shahainu af imhei mechubasim. You can even put on brand new, freshly laundered Shabbos clothing. If you have a heter to wear Shabbos clothing, they can even be freshly laundered. Finally, the Ramah concludes here, and he says v'avi habein loshin bigdei Shabbos. In addition to the moil, in addition to the sanduk, and the avi habein also is allowed to go and put on his bigdei Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah adds a very important thing, Sivkat and Dalit, he says also, V'imo, and the mother of the child as well. The issue footnote number 4 brings down, it's only the mother and the father, but not the other Krovim. They're not allowed to wear Big Day Shabbos. And this is the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal as well, and this is also the opinion of Rav Ozna Zatzal. Then you skip a paragraph and you go down, what about a Pidyon HaBen? So a Pidyon HaBen that comes out during the 9 days as well, the Kaf HaChaim writes, La'osam Krovim Shu'ut Lovos Big Day Shabbos Bebris Milah. All of those relatives that can wear Big Day Shabbos on the Bris Milah would also be allowed to go and wear Big Day Shabbos on the Pidyon HaBen. What about a Bar Mitzvah that comes out during the 9 days? So the Shelus Shuvah is Divri Yetziv by the great Klozer Rebbe Zatzal. So he brings down Shemut Hain Lechosan HaBar Mitzvah V'Hain L'Aviv, the Bar Mitzvah boy, as well as his father, Umistaber Shua Din Limo, and it must be the same for the mother, just like by Bris Milah, you can wear the Shabbos clothing, so the Bar Mitzvah boy and his parents can also wear the Shabbos clothing, and there's also the opinion of Ayashiv Zatzal. However, he qualifies this and says it's only if Tisha B'Av is Nidcha, then you can do this, because it's really like a year that doesn't have a Shua Shechaba. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, Sha'af Horei Horav, the grandparents Mutarim, because Bnei Banim Hareim Kibanim, because grandchildren are considered like children to a certain extent. However, other relatives, the uncles, the aunts, etc., would not be allowed to. Or besudis bar mitzvah shehechla be'erev Rosh Chodesh Av v'nimshes v'layla. If the bar mitzvah started on the erev of Rosh Chodesh Av and it continues into the night, so everybody can leave on their Shabbos clothing. You don't have to take them off because since you started beheter, you're allowed to go and continue. And then finally, the Ramah concludes and he says, except for these situations, however, Abu Balav Hachi also, we don't wear Shabbos clothing during the 9 days. We'll discuss this more in Yitzhak Shem tomorrow's shir. That concludes today's shir.